You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I don't usually do this. In fact, I don't think I've ever done a podcast episode where I just went down the signs and shared a horoscope for each one. I know that you guys listening to this all have your own individual birth charts, and the reason why I don't usually do episodes where I go through each sign and describe and talk about it is because I don't want to overwhelm you with all the signs, and I don't want you to have to scrub through episodes to find your sign and get what you need and then wash the rest, you know? But being the emotional manifester I am, I've slept on this idea for a few days and it still feels really right, really good. I want to talk about Pluto again. I think we all feel this energy, like the world is in shambles and we can feel it, like feet on the ground, head in the stars right now. The world is weird. It's weird. It's indescribable. We all feel like there's this impending change, or we feel this thirst for, oh my gosh, something has to burst. Something needs to be flipped upside down on its head to be dumped in front of our feet and then reorganized. Right? Think about when you've got your purse or your bag, and every time you dig in there to find your wallet or a piece of gum or, God forbid, chapstick, and you can't find it because there's doggy poo-poo bags, there's kids' candy bars and toys, and your wallet and hair ties and tampons, pads. It's a wreck. And so eventually you tell yourself, okay, I've got to clean my bag out. It's going to be so gross, but I've got to. And you just go all in and you flip your bag upside down on the table and all this shit falls out. There's coins, bobby pins, half-eaten food. It's wild. But then once you get the initial, whoa, oh my God, I've got a mess to sort out here. And then you organize it. And then you feel so good. And you feel fresh. And you feel powerful. Now when you go out and run your errands, you know exactly where everything is. You grab it out and you go. Ooh, boss babe. That's kind of like Pluto's energy. That's a very light metaphor for Pluto's energy of change and transformation. A lot of people get nervous for their first Saturn return because that's got a lot of Plutonian tone to it. And a lot of people get nervous to look at Pluto in their birth charts because he's Scorpio. He's transformation. He's the dark side. Everyone's afraid of that, but they shouldn't. I always remind people, hey, if you don't like the way your life is going, or if you feel like you want to radically change something to step into your dreams that feel out of touch, that feel like, yeah, I missed it in this lifetime, not going to happen. Oh, but what if it does? Scorpio and Pluto's energy should be a welcomed respite if you would like your life to dramatically change. Remember that. Same with Saturn. Even though she's ruled by Capricorn. Same with Saturn. But I have notes here of Pluto horoscopes. And as you listen to this, I want you to, first and foremost, listen to your rising sign the most. And yes, the rising sign will indicate horoscopes, what sign you should always read for. This is your highest self. A lot of people step into this sign as their new sun sign after their first Saturn return. This becomes who you are. And yes, the rising sign represents the constellation that was rising over the eastern horizon the very minute, the very second you took your first breath of oxygen here on this dense earth. Whatever constellation was rising over that eastern horizon is your rising sign. And so, yes, if you are looking at your birth chart and your mom said, I don't know, it was sometime around, like, I don't know, 5, 6 p.m. and you're just putting 5:30 to guesstimate, these horoscopes may or may not resonate and hit as much as they will if you've got your precise birth time. And I know, being an astrologer, there's so many. I was adopted. I was this, I was that. There's so many different instances. You can always come to me for guidance and help. We can reverse engineer your chart to try and find the most precise rising sign for you. But for matters of precision and accuracy, it's really important to know your birth time down to the minute to get the accurate rising sign. So things like this, horoscopes, really hit and resonate. You can read and, or I mean, you can listen to this based off of your sun sign. Of course, our ego, our personality, who doesn't resonate with their sun sign, but it won't be as accurate as that rising sign. And of course, this mathematically boils down to the houses, right? Your rising sign is always the ruler of your first house, your house of self and individuality. This is why when you look at someone across the room or across the way, you see their rising sign. And then if you're like, wow, they look really approachable, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go say hi to them. And you go introduce yourself and shake their hand. And you're like, whoa, that's a firm handshake. And they're staring at me right in the eye. Are you a fire sign, actually? I thought you were a Taurus rising, but now I'm seeing like Aries or Leo in you. Whew. And they go, yeah, I'm an Aries. How did you know? And then they invite you back to their place to read all the astrology books, and you walk into their home and you see everything is a bright, vivid color and it looks fun. And there's a big stack of board games and DVDs, if you're old like me, and all this shit that's fun and colorful and wonky. And you go, wait a second, are you a Leo moon? That's just a little description of the big three there. But for these Pluto horoscopes, really pay attention to your rising sign. And then if it feels right, listen to the part on your sun sign. So guys, Pluto. Pluto is represented by the symbol P in your birth chart. And Pluto represents death and rebirth. I always remember him by all the P words. Pluto tells us where we may experience pain in order to be pushed, whether you're ready or not, into your power. Your pain can become your passion. All of the P's. This is how I see Pluto. The most obvious example, and if you've been here a while, you've heard me say it, people who have Pluto in the fourth house of home and family are often my people who I say, all right, you popped out of mama with trauma. What's going on at home? And they go, ah, how did you know? You're a psychic. Just decoding your soul's blueprint, that's all. But Pluto in the fourth house, we'll just use it for example, is someone who, yes, may have experienced a lot of pain and trauma and heartbreak and anguish and change, too much change for a child in their childhood, especially with mother or grandmother. But this isn't just a, ooh, good luck with that. See ya. This, remember, it's Pluto. It's the P words. Person with Pluto in the fourth house may experience pain in their childhood and at home. But ultimately, that pain pushes them into their power. And so these people become extremely powerful change makers of family generational patterns. They break generational patterns more than any other placement I see. They become incredible parents who knock it out of the park, right? It's just a little example there. Pluto stays in one sign for 11 and a half to 30 and a half years. This is a big deal. Let's say the average human lifespan is 90 years. Let's just say that. If we do the math on this, Pluto is only going to transit 3 to 4, 5, if you're lucky, signs over your birth chart in your lifetime. That's less than half of the chart. There's 12 houses. And if Pluto only transits through 3 or 4, it's definitely an indication that your soul really wanted to learn to go through pain and the human experience in those areas of life to ultimately become a master of them. It all works in tandem. So this is why the collective shift of Pluto changing from Capricorn into Aquarius is such a hot topic on all astrology podcasts and astrology accounts. It's a big deal collectively. The last time I'll speak for here in the United States that Pluto changed signs was 2008. Where were you in that year? If you were here in the U.S., you probably definitely noticed a huge change in our banking system. The banks getting bailed out. Our housing market crashed. I remember I was in college back then, and I was going to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, studying hospitality business. I wanted to open a bed and breakfast in Key West. Are we surprised? No. But I loved it. Oh, go Rebels. I loved everything about that school. I loved being near the Vegas Strip. I loved all the eccentric personalities that choose that school. It was amazing. And my Sagittarius soul was like, I found my people. And this is ultimately going to get me right into that bed and breakfast in the Keys. I just saw my path, totally utilized that Saturn and Capricorn in me and said, this is my path. I am networking. I'm going to the top school in the United States for hospitality, getting all the experience on the Las Vegas Strip with the top hotels in the world. I'm knocking it out of the park. Woo-wee, Scorpio moon, watch me now. And then I went back for spring semester in 2009, and they had announced that out-of-state students, that was me, the tuition was going up to $50,000 a year. And I just looked at that memo, and I thought, oh, my God. And I went to my academic advisor, and I was like, what do I do? Like, this is a lot of money. I still have 3 more years left. That's $150,000. And they said, that's okay. There's a lot of student loans, and the government is now offering more student loans as well to make up for the cost. And I thought, okay, that's cool, but, like, no. I don't want more loans. I've already got $30,000. I don't want to add another $150,000. That's insane. So they said, well, if you choose that, then you will have to leave by the end of this week. And so I left. Packed up my dorm room, dropped it off. I used my friend's car to go drop it off at the post office and watched them tape it up to ship it back to New England. And oh, I just felt like the Key West dream was shattered, and I felt like everything I believed to be my dream and everything I believed to be true about my life and my abilities to overcome anything were just squashed. That was when Pluto moved into my 9th house of my belief system and travel and higher education. There was my Pluto moment. But you know what? All's well that ends well. I ended up getting my 4-year degree in organizational leadership, which is the study of helping people step into their own power as a leader. This is the study of being a leader rather than a manager. It's very psychology and business driven, where you ultimately learn how to run a business and help people walk side by side with you rather than behind you. There was this famous quote in my studies where it's, managers do the right thing, leaders do what's right. And that's what I ended up getting my degree in, which I still use to this day. And I know as I grow and I open a cosmic coconut astrology store and Lord knows what else I'll end up doing, that I will utilize that degree. And yeah, I firmly believe in everything happens for you, not to you. But it definitely altered my view of higher education and my belief system and travel, because I thought, I'm, you can't stop me. I'm going to go to school across the country. Well, not so much. So that is big Pluto energy. And fun fact, if you guys like astrocartography, my Pluto line goes through Las Vegas. Oh, so cool. The last thing I'll say about Pluto is when he transits, goes over houses, the angular houses, the 1st, the 4th, the 7th, and the 10th are so potent. It's like giving Pluto steroids and making that change transformation factor even stronger. And the angular houses, they're really personal. When I say angular, I mean the 1st house of self. Individuality. Is that not what we are listening to the podcast like this for? We are on a never-ending streak to better ourselves. The 4th house, it's home, it's family, it's childhood. Are we not on an endless streak of trying to heal childhood trauma, figure out our place in the family dynamic? The 7th house, marriage, love, partnership. Are we not investing in these birth chart readings to figure out how to meet the one, when we'll meet the one, how we can keep the one, relationships? And then the 10th house, our career, our purpose. Are we always diving into astrology and human design to figure out what is my purpose rather than what my fourth house family and my seventh house, my partner, rather than what these people tell me I should be doing? What is it that my soul wants to do? What am I naturally going to gravitate towards to achieve success? The 10th house. And so I'm looking at Aries rising, Cancer rising, Libra rising, and Capricorn risings. Are you guys okay? You just had Pluto transiting through your angular houses, and I imagine since 2008, it's been tough. It's been tough. Do you still trust people? Are your hearts still open? I want to remind you, there is good in the world. Okay. So let's dive into Pluto horoscopes and the signs that are now going to step into an angular transit. I'm looking at you, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius rising, especially Aquarius rising. So if you have those signs as your rising sign, oh, you want to listen up. So I'm going to go down the list and I'm going to keep it in order from Aries down to Pisces. So if you would like to scrub through this, I'll try and no promises, but I'm going to try and re-listen to the episode and find timestamps. So in the show notes, you could just flip to your sign if you'd like. Or if not, listen to the whole thing. Learn about all the signs. We have to interact with each other and we all share flavors of each one of the signs. So think about, if you want to listen to the entire episode, think about the people you know who have this sun or rising sign, because now you know where they may be going through pain to be pushed into their power for the next 18 years as Pluto settles into Aquarius. And if you want more information on that, go to previous episodes, just the last one before this, we talked about Pluto moving into Aquarius. And there's one back from March when Pluto made his first dip into Aquarius. You know, forget the houses for a second. You got a taste of what this new Pluto transit is going to mean for you the last week of March and the first week of April. And if you're listening to that and you're thinking back to that time and something negative happened or it was a tough time, please don't be worried that the next 18 years are going to be painful for you. That was just a prelude to, oh, what was the lesson around that time? What was I really learning? Because it's going to be where you experience the most power, passion. Scorpio moon here. Venus is conjunct Pluto, conjunct my moon, all in Scorpio. I love Plutonian energy. I love change and transformation. I love stepping into my power and my control of certain things. And so as you listen to this, whatever house Pluto is about to transit for you, you're about to be in control of this house. So how I'm going to go through these Pluto horoscopes is I'm going to talk about the house that it just left for you and then share what house it's moving into. I'm going to breeze through this. I'm not going to give you super detailed explanations. Of course, if you want that detailed explanation to combine it with the aspects of Pluto in your personal chart, lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings. Click on the advanced reading so we can go through everything in your chart and see how Pluto is interacting with each placement. You can hang out with me on Zoom and Jeffrey snoring in the back, the Steph and Jeff show. Okay. Guys, pause it here, go get a drink, a snack, get your notebook out, prepare to take notes for each sign, especially your sun, and most importantly, your rising sign, and let's talk about Pluto horoscopes from now and for the next 18 years. Aries! Hi! This is for my Aries suns or my Aries risings. Fun fact, did you know Aries rising is the second most rare rising sign to have? Pisces is number one. But if you have an Aries rising, you are a very rare breed. And your soul definitely is trying to get your attention through flare guns to say, hey, Aries, I don't care what the rest of your chart is. Aries is what our soul's promise is. Let's go be badass. Let's, as a woman, let's succeed in a male-driven field. Let's show them what's up. It's a feisty rising sign. I love it. I love Aries moons too. But if you have an Aries rising or sun, Pluto just left your 10th house of career and father. and purpose in life. This is one of those angular houses I was talking about. So since 2008, Aries, what have you learned about your career? What is your relationship to your father, if they're present, or any masculine figure that may have raised you since then? What was your relationship like to them? What is your relationship to masculine energy like as a whole? Sometimes when Pluto transits our 10th house, we, no matter our gender, we can be too masculine and push other people away. But ultimately, it's the house of career. I would imagine since 2008, you've been really tested in your career and pushed to your limits. But I also imagine this year, you may have experienced an incredible accomplishment in your career. Perhaps as you listen to this, you're reaching a peak in your career. And you're feeling so accomplished and proud of yourself. Perhaps since 2008, you lost a father or you lost a masculine figure in your life, and now you have to traverse the world without them. Or maybe you've had to alchemize your energy towards men as a whole. What is it, Aries? Now Pluto is going into your 11th house. You have aced the career game. You've got your career lined up and figured out. You are powerful with what you do. I hope the last, 15 years. I hope the last 15 years really taught you a lot about how you can succeed and how you can overcome any obstacle. You are limitless. So now that you know that, let's take a look at the people around you. Since you've been chasing your career so intensely and really going after your purpose in life, has your friend group kind of waned? Have you struggled to keep friends around because you're so freaking busy? Has being on hyper-masculine energy with others kind of pushed people away? Pluto is moving into your 11th house of friendships, community, social media, and your hopes and dreams. Now that you have the career, you know, that saying, you don't want to get to the top and be all alone. Now Pluto is going to ask you to take a good look at the people you are surrounding yourself with. Are you the sum of the five people you talk to every day? Who are you sending audio messages to? Who are you hanging out with every day? Are they helping you keep up this career? Are they helping you achieve your hopes and dreams? Are you hanging out with people who don't want children? They want freedom, yet deep down in your heart, you would like to have, now that you've got the career, you'd like to have the family? Pluto is going to ask you to take a good look at your social circle, your hopes and dreams. Are they really aligned with who you are right now? And get authentic with who you want to keep around you. If I can leave you with one thing, Aries, it's if in the next year, as Pluto makes his entry into this 11th house for you, if you lose friends, they were meant to go. And I'm sorry. Friendship breakups, they don't get enough light, but they hurt and they're hard. But know that during this time, if anyone leaves your life, it is so that ride or die forever type of friend can enter your life. Because while Pluto's transit through your 11th house may indicate some shakeups with friends, your social media image, how you view yourself on the internet, it could be a little difficult when Pluto comes here. It's ultimately preparing you to have the dream group of friends and community around you that always want to see you be your best self. Remember that, Aries. You know you love that. Those are your type of people. Find people who encourage your fire and never tell you you're too much. You're too feisty. There's your people are out there, and Pluto's going to make sure over the next 18 years that you find them and they find you. Taurus, I know you guys don't like change as much as other signs, but you guys like money. So I think you're going to enjoy Pluto's transit coming up. Taurus rising. Pluto just left your 9th house of higher education, travel, and belief systems. Would you say since 2008, you've really been tested with all of this? If you were in college during these past 15 years, was it a little difficult for you? Did you experience a lot of death and rebirth around? Maybe you hopped around schools. Maybe you changed your major a bunch. If you've been traveling, especially internationally, has it gone okay? have you enjoyed the trips, or did something happen that feels like someone's poking your voodoo doll? Okay. Well, now Pluto is moving into your 10th house. You have a brand new belief system, a belief system about yourself and what you deserve, a belief system about the world. Now you should be extremely educated and ready to take on your dream career. Pluto is moving into your 10th house. And remember, this is an angular house. So I hope your ears are perked. As the bull, I hope you are kicking your foot. You are about to experience transformation, death and rebirth in your career, your purpose in life. If you are listening to this as a Taurus sun or especially Taurus rising, and you have been working in a field or a career that you love, you're just ready to take it up a notch, kick it up a level, get ready. It's coming. You Taurus people have the ability to work hard and you don't budge. You know, Taurus is one of the top signs for professional athletes because of their high tolerance for pain, but also their stamina, their staying power. A lot of successful entrepreneurs will tell you that they did it because they didn't give up. They repetitive, almost insanity. They kept going and showing up day after day after day after day after day. And 10 years later, they finally got their breakthrough. Taurus, you're about to have your breakthrough, especially as Pluto touches your MC, your midheaven line. Pay attention to what degree your midheaven line is, as when Pluto transits over this, here comes your big break. Now, if you're a Taurus sun or rising who has been working in a field that you don't care for, you feel lost, you don't know what to do, Pluto's going to say, all right, we need to make some big changes here. We need to switch things up. A big change in career that will shock your family and friends. Like, wait, I'm so used to you being an accountant or a nurse, and now you want to be a yoga instructor? Now you want to be an astrologer? Oh, weird. In fact, Midheaven in Aquarius is one of the top placements for astrologers, which Taurus risings tend to have. But when Pluto goes through the 10th house, we do have to be cautious of a fall from grace. All of my Taurus suns and risings, listen up. If you are a social media influencer, if you are someone prominent in your society or your community, be very cognizant of your behaviors. Watch what you say. Think about what you post, because sometimes Pluto's transit through our 10th house is a fall from grace. We get, what do they call it? Canceled. And I want to cancel culture, but you know what I mean? It can have that Plutonian death and rebirth of, I think of Taylor Swift. We don't know her rising sign. Her birth time is unknown, but during that time period where her music was sold to Scooter Braun and the Kardashians did something with like framing her and setting her up, I imagine Pluto may have been on her midheaven, but she utilized it. She came back stronger than ever. And she is the most, she's got to have a Scorpio rising. That's astrologer's hypothesis, is that queen has a Scorpio rising because she writes the songs about her pain, which make her a multi-billionaire. She transmutes poison into medicine, not only for herself, but everyone. I hear Taylor Swift every time I walk into the store. Like, she's so popular and I love her. She is the embodiment of Scorpio energy. So that's my Taurus. You guys, you've got your belief systems down. You know what you want. You're not afraid to travel anymore. You're not afraid to take big risks, which is rare for your sign. And now it's going to pay off in the house of career. Gemini, where are you? Listen up. Pluto just left your 8th house of Pluto. The 8th house is Scorpio. It's death and rebirth. It's shadow work. It's psychology. It's traumas. And it's moving into your 9th house. Are you guys okay, Gemini risings? Since 2008, Pluto's been going through your 8th house, forcing you. You know, Gemini risings, you guys love to talk more than you love to feel. You love connections more than commitments. And perhaps all of the connections that you failed to commit to have been backfiring since 2008. Ouch. All the things you like to sweep under the rug because, I want to go be social. I don't want to worry about this heavy stuff. I don't want to take care of commitments. I want to go be social. Have come out to say, nope, it's time to take care of these things. Pluto's moving into your ninth house of your belief systems, higher education, and travel. When Pluto leaves your eighth house, you should have uprooted traumas, no longer trimmed them for them to grow back and come out in the next relationship you get into, but you should have uprooted them to no longer hold you down or hold you back. And now, with Pluto going into the ninth house, you're going to be asked over the next 18 years to dramatically alter your beliefs about relationships, about education, about what do you believe in. A lot of people, when Pluto transits through this house, switch from organized religion to spirituality or vice versa. They were huge astrology buffs and now they want to practice Catholic. See what comes up for you and really get in tune with your core beliefs. You guys are often surrounded by many different people. And as a mutable air sign, you tend to pick up the beliefs of everyone around you and end up thinking, well, wait, what are my own? You're going to get very clear on those as Pluto transits through your ninth house. Cancer risings. You're one of the signs I'm asking, are you okay? Pluto just left your seventh house, an angular house. This is the house of love and relationships. It's the house of how you relate to others. And as a Cancer rising, you're so sensitive when it comes to relating to others. You want to avoid conflict. You want to feel seen. Similar to Aries, you don't want to be told you're too much. You're too emotional. Aries was told you're too angry. You're too pushy. Cancer is told you are too sensitive. Cancer, have you been really going through it? Seeing the dark side of partnership and dating people and intimacy since 2008? I'm so sorry. As someone who loves love and loves relationships, my heart hurts for you to imagine what you guys have experienced and felt. And Cancer, being a water sign, I hope you are not frozen and just back in your shell and pushing everybody away, thinking love is scary, love is painful, so I am going to live alone and avoid it. Please don't. As a Cancer rising, you're one of the rare ones too, and you came here to mother and parent and nurture us all. We're all walking around with gaping holes that our mothers who did the best they could left wide open, and Cancer risings come around and unconditionally love people and heal them. But only if they feel unconditionally loved and healed themselves. And since 2008, you've been tested time after time after time with friendships, romantic, intimate relationships. You've probably been lied to over and over, manipulated, cheated on. I can only imagine. The good news is Pluto is moving into your eighth house of death and rebirth. All of those wounds that you've acquired in intimacy and love are going to be permanently uprooted, to no longer sabotage your present moments, to no longer sabotage any more of your relationships. You are now the master of relating. People are going to go to you for the best relationship advice. You're now going to get to enjoy amazing partnerships with people who don't leave, who don't lie, or if they do, it's nothing big and they immediately apologize. Can you imagine, Cancer rising? The shadows that have been accumulated since 2018 are ready to be faced. They're ready for you to turn around and actually hug them and realize that they're not so scary after all. I like this transition for you, Cancer risings. I think you're going to really enjoy it. You are unafraid to feel. Cancer is a cardinal water sign. They lead the way when it comes to emotions and handling them, dealing with them, and feeling them. I think Cancer's sun and rising, you're going to really enjoy this Pluto transition. Leo. Oh, Leo rising, you guys are so beautiful. The aura you give off is just pure sunshine. Leo just left your sixth house of health, co-workers, daily routine. How has your health been? Have you really been going through it? My Leo rising women, have your hormones been wonky? Have you had skin issues? Have you had weird autoimmune symptoms? Have you felt like you've really streamlined your daily routine? And maybe you're a health coach now even. There's a passion for health and holistic herbal remedies and pets. Have you experienced a lot of death and rebirth with pets and furry companions? Well, now Pluto is moving into your seventh house. This is an angular house, the house of love and relationships. And I know I just divulged with the Cancers and said, oh, are you okay? Leo risings, do not have fear when Pluto moves into this house. You have the ability to say, I am ready to step into my power when it comes to relationships. I am ready to choose me. I am ready to burn down anything I've been holding on to in the name of playing it safe. And I am ready to choose me. And by choosing me, I choose a healthy, powerful partnership. Come on, you guys want to be a power couple with someone. Now's your chance to do it when Pluto moves into your seventh house of love, connection, and commitment. Virgo risings. Hi. Virgo risings. Pluto just left your fifth house of fertility, children, creativity, the ego. Have you been really getting a lesson on how to release your ego, how to have fun? Has romance and dating been ugh for you? Not so fun. Now Pluto is moving into your sixth house of daily routine, health. This is your house, Virgo. It's the house of Virgo. You may feel right at home when Pluto moves into your sixth house. If you've been feeling like you need to go to the chiropractor, you need to go get some blood work done, now is the time to do it. Take control over finally saying, all right, fine. I'm a little nervous to get the results, but I'm going to fearlessly walk into the doctors and say, can you check this out for me? You are in your power here, Virgo rising. And when Pluto moves into your sixth house, okay, you just had a lot of lessons with the fifth house of learning, getting a lot of hits to the ego, if you will. And now you're going to really come into your own when it comes to working with others. Have you enjoyed your coworkers? If you're a manager or an entrepreneur, have you hired the right people or have you really been struggling with that? Now you're going to step into your power and realize how to hire the correct people. You're not going to be afraid of any ego hints. You're going to really enjoy the people that you work with. I'm excited for you, Virgo. Libra. Libra sun and rising. You guys are another one I want to do a big pulse check on. Pluto just left your fourth house of home, family, the past. Since 2008, have you been learning a lot of lessons about where you come from? Have you watched your family fall apart? Have you had children and struggled with stepping into being a nurturing, caring parent because of perhaps some old wounds from your own childhood? This isn't an easy house. Perhaps the house that you had, the family that you created, aside from the one you were born into, completely blew up right before your eyes, and you had to rebuild. But as you did rebuild, you stepped into your power and recreated a family of your own. I love that for you, Libra. Pluto is moving into your fifth house. You are learning to step into your power with children, with your own sense of creativity. You know, when Pluto transits the fourth house, it's like, I would love to be more creative, to heal my inner child, but I am so busy with caretaking duties, I don't have time for those luxury amenities. Now you will. There's something in your life that says now you will. When Pluto moves into your fifth house, you're redefining what romance means for you. You're stepping into creativity and realizing that you hold the paintbrush to create the canvas of your life. Nobody else. It's your turn now, Libra. Scorpio. Oh, my Scorpio brothers and sisters. I love you guys so much. Scorpio sun and risings. Pluto just left your third house of siblings, communication, short distance travel, the third house of your mind. Have you felt like your mind has been plagued with dark thoughts quite frequently since 2008? Have you felt like your thoughts have ostracized you from your family, or you think, wow, I am the black sheep of the siblings? Okay, my parents think I'm woo-woo. Pluto is now moving into your fourth house. A lot of Pluto suns and risings may find themselves starting families. A lot of Did I say Pluto risings? A lot of Scorpio sun and risings may find themselves starting families, may find themselves finally understanding their past, their lineage, finally breaking generational patterns. Scorpios, you guys are born for this. I'm really excited for you. You've got your mind right. You know how you think, how you feel, and now you know how to communicate it to get what you want. The first step into manifesting your dream family, whether it's pets or children or just a partner or logical, not biological family, you're ready to create that now. You're ready to create a home, Scorpio. If you've been traveling a lot since 2008, you're ready to plant some roots now, and Pluto will encourage that. In fact, it may be a place that you would never guess. Roll with the changes, Scorpio. Sagittarius, okay, that's me. Where are my fellow Sag suns at? Sagittarius, remember, this is especially the rising sign. Pluto just left your second house of earned income, self-worth, self-esteem, self-value. When Pluto transits through this house, of course, financially speaking, we go through a lot of death and rebirth. It's an interesting Pluto transit through the second house of money because you may have had sudden windfalls and thought, wow, I never saw myself living such a life of luxury. This is amazing. Simultaneously, there could be fears of if I lose this finances, if I lose this financial support from someone, if I lose this job, I will be broke. I will have nothing. And so a lot of Sagittarius risings have been floating between this space of finances. And then as a result, connecting their sense of self-worth and self-value to that monetary thing. Do you see what I'm saying with that? Well, Sagittarius, I hope by now you have a very high sense of self-worth, and you know your sense of self-value, self-esteem, self-confidence. I hope all those things are doing really well for you. Because now Pluto is moving into your third house, and it's time to command what you want. Sag, if you've wanted to write a book, now's the time. If you've wanted to start a podcast, now's the time. If you've wanted to become a writer or just write poetry, and this doesn't have to mean it becomes your career, but if you've ever wanted to share your voice and speak how you actually feel, not what will keep you financially safe, now is the time, Sagittarius. You're no longer learning lessons around money. Don't worry. If you take a risk, a financial risk, if you leave a situation that you tell yourself, I have to stay here because it is financially protecting me, you're going to be okay now. Pluto is not poking holes in your second house anymore. Bye-bye. It's okay. You can take that leap now. Capricorn. Whoa. You're another one. My Capricorn risings, you had Pluto transiting your first house, the final angular house. This is the house of self, individuality, the physical whole body. When Pluto transits through the first house, we are getting a huge makeover of who we are. This can be a difficult transit sometimes because it seems to be that when Pluto goes through this house, anything and anyone we attach ourselves to and think, okay, I want to marry that person and they're going to become a huge part of my identity. Where I am, they are. We are becoming a family that everybody knows. And then you call off the engagement. And then there's an affair and you guys crash and burn. Okay, whatever. I'm going to focus on my career. Okay, this is who I am. I am a nurse and everybody knows me as a nurse and I love my job. I'm a teacher. Everybody knows I am a teacher and this is going to be what I retire doing. I get laid off. I get so miserable that I get sick. And when I drive to work, I can't even bring myself to get out of the car and walk in. I got to change this. I got to drop this part of my identity and come up with something new. This could be an exhausting transit, Capricorn rising. Are you guys okay? But it's over. And I imagine by now you have a really, really good idea of who you are, of your sense of identity with just you. And now you realize that romantic partners, career, children, hobbies, passions, these are just little feathers in the core of who you actually are. Pluto taught you not to really tie up your identity in anything or anyone else. And now you're ready for the big bucks. Since Pluto moves into your second house, I can see a huge increase in income, just power. I can see you practicing self-worth, self-esteem. And finally, I can see you attaching yourselves to the things and the people you would like to make a part of your identity, and they stay. Taurus, second house, they stay put. They don't leave. I'm so excited for you, Capricorn. Aquarius, I might have to pause it and go use the restroom because we got to talk, Aquarius. Hold on now. Aquarius, suns, moons, rising, Aquarius, everything. This is very important for you because Pluto is moving into your sign, especially Aquarius suns. You guys are about to have Pluto on your sun sign. Remember, not everybody gets to experience this transit at all. This is very rare to have Pluto go over your sun. You guys of all signs are about to dramatically change your core personality. Take a good look in the mirror, and I encourage you to take all the pictures and the videos you can starting immediately, because you are going to be unrecognizable very soon. In a good way, Aquarius. Don't get nervous. If you've got a Virgo moon or a Gemini moon, don't get anxious about these changes. They're going to be amazing. We're in the age of Aquarius, and you guys are on the front lines of this change. No longer will you be the weirdos. No longer will you guys be the ones that people go, what are you talking about? What are you thinking? You're going to be the world leaders because you hold the keys to the age of Aquarius. Aquarius sun, and especially Aquarius rising. Pluto is leaving your 12th house. Oh my goodness. Have you been learning lots of lessons about your spirituality, your spiritual connection to something? Have you been learning a lot about the subconscious thoughts that have manifested specific relationships, careers, and environment? Have you felt like you've just been walking through endless fog? And you're unsure what your purpose here on earth is. You've bounced around from place to place, to thing, to person, because you just don't know. Very similar to your Capricorn neighbor. You're just like, I'm trying to try on all these new personalities. I can't see which one fits right. Well, when Pluto goes through your first house, you will figure it out. You're going to figure out who you are, and then you're going to step into your power. As a leader that we all follow, we walk next to you and say, oh, wow, you're a genius. How did you think of that? Aquarius rising, you're going to really find out who you are before the world told you who to be. You're going to realize that nobody cares who you're married to. Nobody cares what you do for work. Nobody cares how much money you make. They care about how you make them feel. Ah, Pluto moves into your first house of self, Aquarius. You're about to be unrecognizable. Again, take all the pictures, all the videos, and roll up your sleeves and take a bow, a standing ovation, because it is your time. And Pisces, are you guys tired of going last, Pisces? I see your sweet little fishy faces going, yeah. I love you, Pisces. Oh, Pisces, you guys are powerful. There's no more awe. You guys are our shamans. You are our connection to the other realms. Pisces, Pluto just left your 11th house. Have you really felt like you've just been unlucky with friends? Do you have any girlfriends, any guy friends? Do you have Friendsgiving every year where you have dinner with friends? Do you have friends you can call on who will cheer you up? If you answered no, 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 and no, look forward to this transit. Pluto's going to leave your 11th house alone and step into your 12th. It's time to clean out that beautiful, wild, colorful subconscious realm of yours. You guys like to sit and mope in depression and the deep, heavy emotions in the past, but it's time to let it go. It's safe now to let it go, Pisces. I know it can feel so isolating when we struggle to have friend groups, when we struggle to find our people, find our tribe. But Pluto, the clouds are clearing over your house of friendship, which means the sun is coming out and it's going to illuminate the right people. and they're going to stay. But in order to keep the friendship, tend to the fires, make them long-term, we've got to uproot some of our subconscious beliefs of feeling unworthy, feeling like we're too much. Whatever the story you tell yourself deep, deep, deep down, it is time to uproot it and throw it in the landfill. As Pluto moves through your 12th house, Pisces. Okay, guys. Whew. That's a lot. As you listen to these horoscopes, and perhaps you hear me say, Taurus, how was the 9th house? That was difficult for you. Now, Gemini, you're getting the 9th house. There, I want to remind you that astrology is a weather forecast. That's it. And this Pluto transit does not have to be difficult. Be careful with Google, guys. Just remember, nobody goes on Google to discuss in Reddit forums or astrology blogs the amazing things that happen to them. We're human. We love drama. We love negativity. We love crime and death and murder. We love all those dark, shadowy things. Pluto's transit has very positive things that can happen. You get to decide, do you let Pluto run over you or do you use Pluto to step into your power? There's an empowered and a disempowered side to everything. You get to decide which side you veer on. I'll use myself for an example. Pluto is moving into my 10th house. He is actually about to be over my midheaven line in the next 2 years. That's soon. And this is a transit I'll never see again. And I remember, as an astrologer, this is a gift. My soul wants to have a strong career. This is why I'm 35 with no children. It's not a big deal for me to create a family as much as it is to have a career where I impact millions of lives. I want to make money and break a generational pattern of extreme poverty. I want to break societal norms when it comes to my work. I want to pour my power into that. And so with Pluto going into my 10th house, I know it is now or never. I can no longer sit back and think things are just going to happen. I've got to take the risks. And when I inevitably experience things with my career that feel heavy, that feel scary, maybe it's lawsuits, maybe it's I lose everything. Who knows what's to come? But I'll implant it in my mind of, oh, okay, we have a copyright lawsuit. That's okay. I will roll with this. It is redirecting me. It is guiding me. It is something that I will power through because I know Pluto with his big old muscles is transiting my 10th house. You see how you can alchemize this power, right? If Pluto is moving through your 7th house, Leo. I know that when you listen to Cancer just finished the 7th house and you must think, oh shit, is this going to happen to me? Not at all. If you're in a marriage or a partnership, don't think, oh, are they going to cheat on me? No. You just get to decide, will I be a powerful partner or will I be a painful partner? You see what I mean? See what I mean? And of course, all of this has so much more details. It depends upon other planets playing with Pluto in your chart, the aspects, the signs, the houses, everything. So if you would like to dive deep into yours, if what I said for the horoscopes really resonates and you want to know more, lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings, advanced reading. At checkout, use code gratitude for 10% off because I'm so thankful you're a listener to the show. And I'll see you there. Hey, happy birthday, Capricorns. I'll see you guys for the Capricorn episode and soon the big 2024 astrology episode. Happy holidays.